Yes, I can.
No, I have some trouble with my position. I need to change.
Okay.
Because apparently the connection is not strong enough inside the classroom, and outside it began to rain, so I had to get in. And so now I don't know where to go. Exactly.
You are a vagabond. And just so you know, I'm recording already, so we're getting all this for prosperity.
Perhaps here. Okay. Let me see if I can stay here a while. There's a lot of noise, though. I'm sorry. Shoot.
I can hear rain.
You can hear.
That's not Karen,
okay,
is it?
Let me see. There's no what?
It's not Karen, the hurricane, or the tropical storm?
No, well, no, probably it's early.
Okay.
But I don't know yet what will happen because of the storm. It's now supposed to get here earlier on Tuesday, that is tomorrow around 8 in the morning. Begin to pass through the island. So this could be the early signs, the rains of today. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was just trying to get the news, but I don't know if we'll probably cancel classes tomorrow. It will end up that way, I think. I'm not sure.
Is this any different from previous years, or am I just more attuned to Puerto Rico?
Well, last year it was, we had, I think, no warnings, no nothing.
Yeah.
But this year it seems to be a heavier season.
Okay.
So I don't know what's going
on. I think I lost you, Antonio. We're waiting for a reconnection. This is what happens when you do live recordings. And Skype is saying reconnecting. There's a poor network connection. If I was writing the software, I might say, no, I won't say that. I won't say a foul word on the radio. If this is radio. This isn't radio. This is podcast. The PR connection, waiting for Antonio Ventagliato to maybe get reconnected. Maybe he won't. You just be stuck with me babbling away, which would be probably the worst podcast ever. So we'll give Antonio.
So hopefully have a better signal now and less crowd. And also, probably I forgot to bring with me my cable for charging the phone. So if you suddenly don't see me anymore, don't be worried.
How can I not worry, Antonio?
Yeah. So how are you?
I'm good. Look how frequent we are with our podcasting.
Yeah, look. I mean, it went up, way up. the low frequency.
I know. I'm thinking maybe we need to create some kind of chart of our frequency.
Right. Let's do that. Yeah. Yes. I can keep track of that.
Yeah. Oh, that's and there's nice. I should play around. There's a thing that Tom Woodward did with a WordPress site where it automatically generates a timeline from post. Oh, no. I think we lost you again. There it goes. Nope. I think we're gonna have to maybe try or reschedule. This is the broken podcast now. We did a little bit too much celebration there. Again, getting a poor connection from where Antonio's on campus. But we're told not to worry, that it's just the network. Don't worry, lost his battery. So we'll wait again. I'm gonna stop this. Welcome back to the Broken Podcast.
Okay, yeah, the broken podcast is here. Sorry.
There's been a disruption in our transmission or something like that, whatever they used to say.
Indeed, one of many.
Well, this is
But
good. We were going to talk about photography, but we're talking about audio, which is quite fine. So
exactly.
we have emergent topics, if you will.
Yeah, indeed. So my phone, anyhow, it's so hot that I almost cannot have it in my hands. By now, if it explodes, you will hear, probably you won't even hear the sound.
Yeah.
So, well,
Be very safe.
yeah. So, what news about, you were saying about Tom and his timeline program?
Oh, one of his experiments where he works with accessing WordPress information through its API, and so
Okay.
he's got these scripts. I'll see if I can send it to you. You can basically put a URL into it, and it generates a timeline just by pulling the information from the recent post, and then putting it on a. I think he might be using that Timeline JS from Knight Labs. But it's kind of a different way to see an archive from a blog.
Sure.
Yeah, because you see the infrequency of posts.
yeah that I love the kind
And I think we broke our transmission again. In the middle of a sentence. Quick, save before we disappear again.
Yeah, I mean it's frustrating. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. So, I mean it's unbelievable, and my Skype keeps crashing. Next time we'll use WhatsApp. I think it's a better quality of sound.
Maybe. I'm kind of partial to my little recorder app, which puts
That's yeah,
it
true.
puts the our tracks in different channels, which I
Yeah.
guess comes out as mono when you listen. Well, we come out of different speakers if I.
Well, it must be my phone. I'm pretty sure of that. In fact, I mean the charge is going down very quickly at each restart of
Okay.
Skype. It keeps sucking energy out of the battery. So
Yeah.
yeah. So, well, I had compiled a little list of things that I wanted to talk to you, with you, but I sort of mixed them up in my change of position when I had to withdraw from the rain.
Yes.
So that's a little troubling to find them down. But let's see if I can remember something. Well, in fact, I do remember something. I would like to talk about Fleabag. What do you think about it?
About who?
Fleabag,
Fleabag?
the comedy, yes.
I don't know. I don't even know what it is. Is that a TV
Well,
show?
yes, it's a TV show. It's a very nice TV show.
I actually watch almost no television.
Oh well, I watch TV in the sense of series
Yeah.
on, but I don't have any cable
Yeah.
or antenna whatsoever any longer.
Is
So
that a Netflix series or something else?
it is on I don't remember. No, it's on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
It's an Amazon.
And we lost Antonio again. Okay, Fleabag.
Okay, Fleabag here calling Earth. Fleabag here calling Earth. Do you hear me? Planet Earth.
I'm pretty sure, Antonio, this is the worst podcast we've ever recorded.
Yeah. the most nonsensical too.
Yeah.
It must be.
It's completely
poor our listeners.
I know. The amount of complaints that we're gonna get. I'd hate to be in charge of the, you know, department that has to read.
Please push them all to the proper department.
Yeah.
I don't know what doors will be able to close upon that.
They might have to pay next month's Amazon bill, which might be 25 cents.
So yeah, it's a really broken. I don't know, since I don't realize the moment when the app crashes.
Okay.
So I keep on talking and I have no idea at what point I got caught. You.
Yeah.
So,
Maybe we should cut this for the next one.
Well, it's a pity, but I guess I won't resist much longer, unfortunately.
Well, you know, what can you do with technology and tools, you know?
Indeed.
If you like make it into, you know, a crisis every time, you just never get anywhere. So
exactly.
Shrug or something like that.
So at least we have an anchor to talk about next time, about TV or non-TV, and about stories and about Fleabag.
Yeah, maybe. We could do that. I wanted, you know, I was game to have a talk about photography too.
Right.
It's probably my favorite topic, so.
And audio.
Yeah, audio too, yeah.
Yes, you're a very consistent photographer.
It's a little bit of an obsession.
Well, it's a very nice and healthy obsession. So.
Oh, good. I'm glad to have a doctor confirm that.
The doctor is in.
The doctor is in.
Lucy said always.
Yes.
So, you remember that, by the way?
Oh, of course. That was like one of my favorite shows as a kid.
Indeed. Yeah. Me too. And it's over. I mean, probably it's not over, but it's not the same. I wouldn't be reading it as I could earlier.
Probably not, but you know, the Lucy working in the candy factory is like an all-time classic.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they ad-libbed a moderate amount on that show.
Yeah, well, I prefer the paper version, the one that came with newspapers.
Oh, and, okay, okay.
A couple of no more than one page each time, and very, very short stories. They were very nice. They were syndicated, by the way, but the first time I saw the word syndication was there.
Yeah, oh, you're talking... Peanuts,
the
right?
The Peanuts. Yeah, the Peanuts.
Oh, I was talking about I Love Lucy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We had a Lucy crossing, which is fun.
Yeah, Lucy crossing, yes. I was talking about Peanuts.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know I Love Lucy until I came here.
Okay.
So I'm of a late bloomer on that.
So. Yeah, but yeah, of course, yeah, it's syndication. And I just saw that... someone's bringing back the Far Side comic.
Ah, okay.
I saw a splash, a page holder for that or something.
Well, I was, I loved the Peanuts and then the BC. You remember BC?
Yeah,
they were fabulous stories. And a few others I liked also, but those two were the ones that I followed.
Yeah.
Religiously, yes.
I was a Doonesbury junkie.
Oh yeah, I have a friend who loved it.
Yeah.
And I sort of followed it regularly, but I have to be honest, at the time I sort of didn't grasp the meaning of it. So yeah. I was young, I didn't know much about the US, so I could not really understand the politics and everything.
Yeah. Well, what are some well-known comics from Italy?
Well, yes, I loved a few ones, but I have to say, In fact, I have a post scheduled on comics and on Italian comics.
Okay.
Soon. So the ones that Jim Groom loves, Diabolik, for instance, was one of my favorites, and others that sort of copied that style. For instance, there was one called Satanic, and that was very beautiful and gorgeously drawn. And others, for instance, Alan Ford was an Italian comic, beautiful with the style and with the humor. Right. Was an odd gang of people of a detective agency, very, very odd and very nice. And I mean, there are a few. There was another one that I loved when I was a kid. The author was called Giacovitti with a J, and his style was about drawing stories about the Far West, so Western style stories. And he loved drawing salamis and cigarettes and all sort of weird stuff on the ground. So you suddenly found a horse smoking cigarettes or a couple of salami on the ground.
Right.
It was very, very nice, very, very surreal. And I like that. I love that. But I will have to write about it.
Sure.
So sooner.
All right. Later. So let's see, we came up with a new topic, comics instead of audio or
comics.
Photography.
Yeah, well, but photography, we want to do that. Even because, I mean, I found a very interesting source of inspiration from Instagram. I sort of entered Instagram little by little. I went out once completely for a number of years, then I came back on it, and I love it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, we're still on.
Yep,
and
we're
I
still
love
in.
It.
Yeah, keep talking.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. And I love it for the way artists and photographers and many kind of different kind of artists and even, I mean, poets use it to express themselves.
Sure.
So it's a very interesting thing. I mean, if you can survive the Facebook umbrella, let's say that way, you know?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I almost had a similar arc. I created an account long ago when it first came out, and then I didn't use it. And then, I don't know, I picked it up about 3 years ago. And yeah, I deal with the same bit of stomach churning over that. I notice on my phone, you know, I don't have a Facebook account, but I see in my cookies that something's generating a lot of cookies for Facebook.
Oh, of course. Well, I do have a Facebook account, but I'm not using it actively. So I enter now and then, but I'm not posting much. So I don't know what to do, in fact.
Well,
Facebook.
They track you even if you don't have a Facebook account.
Oh, I know. And I count on that. Hello, Facebook.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I have an issue with that because from one point of view, I don't like it. But on the other, for instance, I have a couple of friends that I really don't have any other medium to contact them apart from calling them. And Facebook would be very, very useful from that point of view. But I don't have the time to really browse it. and that's also the lazy me speaking, but it's true.
That's how they get you. They get you to compromise your ethics and morality.
Well, perhaps it's so. So
yeah,
and so I don't want to go into that.
I'm equally guilty. If I'm in Instagram, I'm not necessarily out of the reach of it all. And,
yes, indeed.
I readily ignore the ads for things that I've been searching on in Google lately, and it's rather interesting that Facebook is relying on kind of Google for the ad connection.
Yeah, of course. Who isn't?
Yeah, and if you look the there was a period for about 2 years ago, I was like tracking the sort of where the placement of ads were in your Instagram, and they kept moving upward, and so like they're like every third photo now.
Yeah, it's really unnerving.
And I've read some things that suggesting that Instagram's going to be one of the prime places that entities start trying to manipulate soon.
I read that too.
To influence.
Yes, definitely. Next elections.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So
it's very, very. I mean, it's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad with all the social networks, but it's probably worse with those. So I'm not optimistic at all in that sense. But I mean, you don't need social networks to have somebody, spoof to foreign powers about domestic leaders being police spied on.
Yeah.
So I mean, in that case, you don't need Facebook or Instagram to do the bloody job for you.
Yeah.
So.
No.
Well,
they use it. So what are we gonna do? we're gonna make media. How about that?
Yeah. Yes. Well, at least you can do memes and other stuff, joking a little bit about that.
That's about what I do when I get really frustrated with the political situation. I make some kind of mashup or something like that.
Yeah, and that's very, very healthy strategy.
Yeah, or like sometimes, like, I don't know what happens when I start tweeting things in all caps. It's like someone's overtaking.
Yeah, I see, yes. Well, that's the Twitter stuff too. I sort of got tired.
Yeah.
So I tweet little now. I'm questioning my use of Paperly bot. I loved it for a long while, and then I don't know, I may shut them down. They're pretty good, and they help me discover stuff that's interesting, but
yeah.
I don't know what their purpose really. So I don't know. I need to think about it and then take some action. So,
yeah. There was another one I used for a while. I think I turned it off. It kind of, you connect to it from Twitter and you get like a daily summary of things that people in your network are tweeting in terms of links. So it kind of helps filter the links out of the Twitter noise.
It's not Scoop.it.
No, it's not Scoop.it. No, there's another service. I can't remember what it's called. I'll have to find it and send it to you. But hey, well, the podcast is holding.
Yeah, we were uninterrupted for a while now.
Right, and we went all over the place.
Yeah, well, one thing I would like to say before we end this episode is that on Wednesday I have the recording with Terry Green.
Okay, good.
And I'm very happy he invited me, thanks to you, and I'm very happy about it. I will have a plan B in case a broken situation happens again.
Okay.
So I'm all excited about it.
Oh yeah, he's very patient.
And yeah, that's great.
He's a really good host. You'll have a fun time talking to Terry.
That's great. Right. He has a huge schedule.
I know.
Ahead also, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I like the guy.
Yep. Well, let me know how it goes and tell myself.
Of course. So I just saw your last episode. You just published it 2 days ago. So,
well, yeah, because there was pressure.
That's
we're gonna do this today.
Yeah. So that's great. I'll see if I can get more involved in writing up, summing up this episode, and then
okay.
you're giving me the audio, or I give you the transcript of something.
Okay,
like
I'll send it your way.
Okay.
All right. Good talking to you, Antonio.
Very good talking to you. Let's hope that Karen will only pour some rain, not too much, please.
Right, right. And just enough to water the gardens.
Yeah. So, have a great time.
Okay, I'll be thinking of you, and I'm watching the news.
Thanks. Me too, I have to say.
All right. Take care, Antonio.
Take care, you too, Alan.
Bye.
Great talking to you, as always. Bye.